But so did Dixie Blossoms. And as you mentioned earlier, Jimmy, few more popular winners than trainer Ronnie Quinton. He's been trying so hard to win a Group 1 with Dixie Blossom. This is her last prep. He nailed it yesterday in the Coolmore Classic, and Ronnie's been good enough to join us online. Ron, good morning. Congratulations. Your sixth Coolmore, your fourth as a trainer. And I think, Ron, you got as much satisfaction out of Dixie Blossom's win as any of your career.
Yes, Ray. Yeah, a very, very, very proud moment for me yesterday to be able to win that Group 1 with Dixie. She's been one of our favourite horses in the stable for years now. Mm. So, yeah, it was very, very, very satisfying. I was very, very proud.
Not only is she a very successful racehorse, but she's a delight, apparently, to have around the stable. Is that right, Ron?
That's for sure. She's the most intelligent, one of the most intelligent horses I've ever had anything to do with. You know, she's just a real queen. You know,
I loved your quote yesterday, Ron. You could put her out in the street and she'd find a way back home, Dixie Blossoms.
Yeah, that's it. She would. She wouldn't stray too far away. I wouldn't have thought.
Mm. The other thing, of course, out of gate two, found the fence, which was pretty handy in the end. But I thought the ride from Christian Reith, when he got into the straight and was, he knew he had a lot of horse under him and he was just trying to find the opportunity. What was his comment after the ride? What was your comment to him, Ron?
Yeah, well, it was a great ride, all right, you know. And he certainly was assisted by the good barrier draw, and some of the horses were posted very wide, but he was able to find the gaps at the right time, and she accelerated really well. That really accelerated like the real old Dixie, you know.
Did you have any luck talking to Alan Osberg about keeping her in training next season, Ron, or was this definitely her last prep?
I'd say for sure that this will be her last prep for sure. She's got probably nothing to prove now, so you know, she'll go off to. She'll go off to stud in the spring, and his next biggest decision, Alan's, would be to choose what stallion he'd send her to. So that'll be the next biggest decision for Alan, you know.
High quality problems, aren't they, really?
Yeah.
Which stallion are you going to send the Group 1 winner to? She's in the market for the Coolmore Legacy Stakes. That's in 4 weeks' time, and she's there at $11. Will there be a race in between, Ronnie?
Oh, yeah, there'd have to be. You know, she could probably run in the Emancipation in a fortnight, maybe, but she'll get that full penalty now. So anyway, we'll just let the dust settle and then work out where we go from there.
Mm. Well, what about Daisy Doom, your other great mare who won the Coolmore last year, Ronnie? I know she drew the car park yesterday, and her racing pattern was going to suggest it was going to be a very tough run for her. Is that the reason you decide to scratch and wait for another day?
Oh, for sure. She drew 21. She also heavy track, and she had 58 kilos in a handicap. And she there's only two mares ever carried 58 or more in a Coolmore to win them. They were Emancipation and Sunline. And they were champions.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so it's not really a race for real top weights to win, but so she was going to have a gut buster run from out there, and as you saw with I'm Serious, it was posted wide from 15 alley, and so you can imagine where poor old Daisy would have been. So.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Well, she's a fresh horse on the scene for Emancipation. Dixie Blossoms was terrific yesterday. Ronnie, I know you'd love to win that race named after the great mare you used to ride.
Yeah.
Ronnie, great scenes yesterday. Congratulations on your sixth Coolmore. No one's won more Coolmores than Ronnie Quinton. And great to see you, mate. Congratulations again. Thanks for joining us this morning, Ron.
Pleasure always.